This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are now doing a market wrap with Sean Tanis. So Apple has responded to Spotify's recent complaint with the European Union antitrust regulators over an uneven playing field. And it sounds like they're calling Spotify hypocrites. Sean, where's this feud going?
So earlier this week, Spotify said Apple is limiting rivals to its own Apple Music streaming service and called the practice unfair to consumers. But Apple responded saying Spotify wants all the benefits of a free app without actually being free. And Apple says Spotify are rather entitled with their demand because they used the App Store for years to grow their business. They said Spotify is looking to keep all the benefits of the App Store ecosystem. This includes the revenue from the App Store's customers without making any contributions to that particular marketplace. And Apple also at the same time says Spotify distributes music without really contributing to the artists who create it, and worse, they go as far as taking these creators to court. So it's quite a sensational response, I would say. They're also dragging in other artists and music lovers. They say they use words like they, you know, like the music that we all love, you know, the music that we all love, they don't seem to want to protect these creators as well. So
let me get this straight. Both Apple and Spotify are trying to pretend that they're companies of the people. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. That's crazy. And Spotify obviously wouldn't just let this go, right? So they blamed Apple's voice recognition system Siri, saying that it wouldn't let iPhone users play music from Spotify. Then they said Apple had declined to let Spotify launch an app on its smartwatch. What else?
Basically, Spotify highlighted a couple of sticky issues with the iPhone maker. But, you know, Apple says it approved and distributed nearly 200 app updates on Spotify's behalf. This, it says, resulted in over 300 million downloaded copies of the Spotify app. And it also says Spotify's claims are baffling or surprising, given that Spotify Watch app is the number one app in the watch music category. And it added that Spotify is free to build apps for and compete on Apple's platforms. You can go and read Apple's full rebuttal on their website. It's quite dramatic, you know.
Yes,
I'm sure Spotify is like, they are planning to reply this, and the conversation will continue next week as well.
Right, and back home on Bursa, shares in Priceworth International were surging up this morning. What's happening there?
Yeah, the shares rose 22% earlier today as news emerged that it will restart operations at Sandakan Plywood Mill. And this comes after the Sabah Forestry Department returned their logs, which were held since July. But bear in mind, over the last 1 year, the counter also fell over 30%, and it has now agreed to pay the royalty premium and a couple of fees like conservation and other related costs for the locks. So Priceworth closed up 1 cent at 5.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.